present Spring Sonata by Bernice Rubens, dramatized for radio by Alwyn Weimark.
Business and it's got to stop right now. It's obviously some kind of trick. It must be
monstrous. Never seen anything like it.
No point in carrying any of this out in the first place, to my mind.
I couldn't agree more. Unnecessary and dangerous.
Gentlemen, please. We are in the presence of a miracle.
There are no such things as miracles.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dr. Worcester, head of the Family Therapy Institute. We have invited you here to share with our staff and students a therapy session devoted to the unique and fascinating case of Mrs. Sheila Rosen. You will be able to observe this woman with members of her family spanning three generations in discussion with our visiting expert. The Sheila Rosen story.
What?
Nothing, Mama.
Is Bernard down there?
Of course he is. And why wouldn't he be? Just asking. Mama, Robert's downstairs. He's just coming in.
Oh, no. Why does he do this to me?
Is he looking up here? Don't let him see you.
Is everybody staring at him?
No, Mama, nobody's staring.
Is he wearing a suit? What am I crazy? A suit? Does he have shoes on? Did he cut his hair? Does he look clean?
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me a word. What did I do to deserve this? What did I do? Mama, don't. Why shouldn't Robert come to pray for Papa?
Pray for?
The day seems so long this time. Give Mama some more fish, please.
Oh, mother-in-law?
Yes, thank you, Bernard. And I'll have some more potatoes.
Oh.
And I might as well finish off those beans. Unless you want
to. No, please, have them. Oh, well, that's a wonderful meal this year, Sheila. It's really delicious.
Oh, yes? What was the matter with the other years?
Nothing at all. I mean, it's always good. Well, everything tastes so good after the fast, doesn't it?
I hope you're not complaining about your religion, Bernard.
Of course I'm not, mother-in-law. I'm only just saying.
Oh, why did Robert have to come to the synagogue in front of all our friends with his beads and his crazy clothes?
You should be glad he came. He was showing respect.
Respect? He doesn't know the meaning of the word. Did he ever show respect to his parents or his teachers or the rabbi or... Oh, you just wait till you have children. Then you'll understand my feelings. If you ever do... 6 years you've been married. 6 years and still no sign.
Well, if I ever do, I won't expect too much of them the way you do.
Expect? Who expected? For a son to be a decent human being, that's an expectation.
He is a human being. And what's indecent about him?
Now, Sheila, let's
not... Mind your own business, Bernard. He's my brother.
And like a Savile Row gentleman, he looks, I suppose.
That's all you care about, isn't it? How he looks, what people might think about him. You don't care about his feelings.
Does he care about mine? Does he care about his father's? Oh, yes. He cares so much, it was the death of him.
Oh, now, mother-in-law, you don't mean that.
You're calling me a liar, Bernard.
No. I was just...
Because it is a matter of fact that when Robert ran away from business college and went to that Ashpat place in India, it killed his father.
Ashram, Mama. And it wasn't till 2 years after that that Papa had his coronary.
So? Your father was already heartbroken. Literally. Robert broke his heart. No son to take over the firm, everything going to the son-in-law, the name dying out.
And all you've ever done is carp and complain and nag and reproach... What kind of mother is that?
Sheila.
I'm going home.
Now, mother-in-law.
I should say to be insulted by my own daughter? What did I do that you should say such terrible...
Let's all have a brandy.
Two months.
Are you sure, Doctor? Are you absolutely positive?
I certainly am. Give or take a few days.
Oh, I can't believe it.
It's been a long wait, hasn't it?
Oh, gosh, so long.
Mysterious business, Conception.
Oh, you're right, Doctor.
This baby was conceived on the Day of Atonement.
Well, I don't know that we can be quite that specific, Mrs. Rosen.
Yes, we can. That was the last time my husband and I... Well, well, it doesn't happen so often these days. I nearly said no because I knew we'd be late for the synagogue. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't. No. I'll phone Mama first.
Hello?
Mama, it's Sheila.
So, you're pregnant. May I ask why you saw fit to tell your mother before you told me?
Loving congratulations, I get. I've been trying for 6 bloody years for this, Bernard.
So have I.
Why aren't they all happy about you, baby? Don't they realize what a miracle it is, you growing inside me? Never mind. You're going to make up for everything. All my hopes, all my dreams. You'll make them all come true. Won't you, baby? You'll be everything to me. Oh, this is Clarissa.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry I'm late. Try and guess how long I had to wait for a 28 bus. 35 minutes. Can you believe it? And then when it finally did arrive...
Clarissa, I'm pregnant.
No! Oh, how wonderful! Oh, Sheila, I'm so glad. I'm so happy for you. When did you find out? How are you feeling? Do you want a boy or a girl? Oh, congratulations, Sheila. Congratulations.
Thanks, Clarissa.
Oh, you're a good friend.
You've missed the turning, Sheila.
No, I haven't. The one after the station, don't you remember? How long is it since you've been out here anyway?
Really, it's just the country, isn't it? And only 20 minutes from town.
Now, remember, Mama, I'm the one who tells her.
Well, of course, naturally. It's your news. Oh, so peaceful and...
My surprise. She's in room 27. You go down this corridor.
I know my mother's room, thank you. Come along, Sheila.
Not that way. Turn right.
Hello there, Mrs.
How nice you should visit. I suppose your mother made you come.
Hello, Mama.
And here she is. So, Phoebe, what brings you?
We wanted to see you, Mama. How are you?
You care how I am? You? 4 months it's been since you came here last.
Oh, no, Mama, it isn't that long.
No? You want I should show you the calendar? Every week I marked up. Now, where is that?
But, Mama, I had my hernia operation. Remember? I couldn't come.
So what's a hernia operation? I had one myself. 1 week in the hospital, 10 days convalesce, and then up doing the cooking and the shopping good as new. Want to see my scars?
No, no. Don't bother, Mama. Look, we bought you some food. Wait till you see. Put the basket on the other bed, Sheila.
See, Grandma. Chopped liver. Cheese, pancakes, oh, pickled walnuts.
You know how you love pickled walnuts.
I know how my only daughter loves me enough to put me away in this place. You think pickled walnuts makes up for locking up your own mother?
We've got some wonderful news for you. You're going to be a great grandmother.
Mama, I was the one going to tell her.
A baby. that's nice, Sheila. Oh, that's very nice. Oh, muzzled up. It should bring you joy and happiness and look after you in your old age. So, you got married then?
Oh, Grandma, you came to the wedding.
She's getting so forgetful.
I didn't forget. Just slipped my mind for a minute. I remember fine. Summer wedding, Buffy in the garden, wasps. Your poor husband, Bruno. No, no, Bernard. Got a wasp sting on the nose. And, of course, no blue bag in the house. That's with Phoebe sending the laundry out. Oh, such expense.
Why is that so terrible? I don't do the laundry at home.
And what else I remember? We had salmon and raspberries for lunch, and I was wearing my lime green shantan two-piece.
Very good, Mama.
And your son, Robert, wasn't at the wedding because he was out in Timbuktu.
I think.
That's true. Mm. Have a pickled walnut.
I think Mama's really happy there. It's a beautiful place.
Would you like we should put your name down?
Sheila, I've had a very tiring day.
Another cheese pancake, Mrs. Spengler. Yes, please, matter anymore. And it wasn't your fault.
You think so?
I know so.
Robert! You're wearing a suit! You've had a haircut. Robert, what's happened to you?
Trouble. You always make great coffee, sis.
Thanks. Do we have to tell her, Robert?
After the court case today, we will. I'll probably get 2 years.
Oh, well, maybe we could tell her you'd gone back to India.
Won't work. It'll be in the papers. I'm up with a big business tycoon. He was the UK buyer. I was just one of the dealers.
Oh.
It was only cannabis, Sheila.
My own brother, a drug addict.
I'm not. I just sell it.
But it's wrong, Robert. I mean, it's immoral. Aren't you ashamed? Don't you think about what people will say? I'm just going to kill Mama, you know. Just more coffee.
Sure.
My God.
I didn't notice. You're pregnant.
5 months.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, You don't have a phone and we never see you. Well, I don't know why I didn't.
Because you're ashamed of me, just like Mama.
Oh, that's not true, Robert.
Are you sure?
No. I won't believe it. Oh, it can't be true. How could he do this to me?
Don't you want to know what he's in for? And it didn't enter your mind he might not be guilty?
Of course he's guilty, or they wouldn't send him to jail. My son, the prisoner.
You really don't care what he did? I mean, he could have murdered someone.
What did you say? Oh, I think I'm going to
say... He didn't. Sit down, Mama. Are you all right?
So, tell me.
He's got 2 years for selling drugs.
Drugs? What did I tell him? What did I always say? Oh, my God, drugs. In our family? He was going to India and meeting all those no-good people with their robes and their bare feet and their free love. That's what it was. I said it 1,000 times and now I've been proved right. Oh, why did it have to happen to me? What did I do to deserve this? Can he have visitors?
Oh, well,
I'll have to visit him. I must. Will you come with me, Sheila?
Come and visit me, Sheila. Only you, though. Don't let Mama come.
How long are they going to keep us waiting out here? Beginning to rain.
Oh, be another 20 minutes at least, dear. Oh, perishing, isn't it? Always cold on visiting day. Still, you'll be warm in your fur coat. Smashing, that is.
Thank you. You should have brought an umbrella, Sheila.
Expecting, are you? Baby's dad in the nick, eh?
Shame.
No, we're visiting my brother.
First time you've come?
Yes.
Are you his mum?
Yes, I am.
Don't upset yourself, dear. You'd be surprised how cheery he is. It's not a bad life inside, you know. When my old man's out, he says he misses it. A man likes to be with his mates, don't he?
I don't think my son will be making any friends here.
Mama,
they're not his kind of people.
They're all the same inside, darling. Nothing special about your son. He's just another number.
Oh, dear, for anyway.
I really can't see the best
selling
your
bugs.
Oh, that's nasty, that is.
Terrible.
Can't prove that.
No,
wicked. Turning innocent little kiddies onto drugs. Mm. Oh, that is criminal.
Mum.
Shut up.
Honestly, Mama.
What did I do?
I keep going.
Have your visitor's passes ready, please?
Oh, and that.
How long has he got? Your brother. Oh, say, look at that. He's turned his back on you, Mum. He doesn't want to talk to her. What a shame, that is.
Answer.
Oh. That's us. Here we go, Mother. Your mum's coming back.
He wouldn't speak to me. Why, Sheila? What is it?
Well, why in God's name did you bring her?
She loves you, Robert.
Love? Are you kidding? What's the very first thing she says to me? Not even hello. What did I do to deserve a son like you? Sheila... When I get out of here, I'm going away for good, and I'm never coming back.
But, Robert, you'll be an uncle soon.
So, I'll send it postcards. I'm sorry, Sheila, but family life just isn't for me. Not our family, anyway.
Oh, Robert. Oh, look. Talk to Mama again, please. She wouldn't be here if she didn't love you. She's upset.
She's upset?
What's the food like? Robbie.
Well, it's not cordon bleu, Mama, but it's okay.
Well, I hope you eat it all up.
Yes, Mama, I eat it all up.
You know, if you behave yourself in here, they'll let you out quicker. So you be a good boy now. You hear me?
Okay, Mama.
You know what I think you should do when you come out, Robbie?
Now, Mama...
I think you should go into the business... You could work your way up to the top and then take over. Bernard's not really up to it. And with you in charge, then your father could finally rest in peace.
My God! Will you never let go? Warder!
You must have said something to upset him like that. What? Oh, well, what?
There's no need shouting at me. All of a sudden, everything's my fault. All I said was, he should come to the business when he comes out. Working for Bernard, naturally.
Oh, Mum, I can't believe it. We come 200 miles on the train so you can start bossing him around again. Why do you have to go on and on deciding everything for your children?
How can you say that? Was it my idea he should ruin his life by selling drugs? Did I send him to India? Did I decide he should go to prison?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
You'll sing a different tune when your baby comes. You'll want him to do what you want him to do. You're doing it already. For you, he has to be a number one fiddle player with a crazy name, whether he wants it or not. That's not deciding, Mrs. Know-Everything.
It's not the same. It's not the same thing at all.
So you say. It is too...
That was beautiful, Clarissa. Thank you, Sheila. You know something? I think you play better now than you ever have.
It's the baby.
Oh, that's lovely. Because you're so happy it's coming.
No, no. Because he's a musical genius.
Oh, he is?
Yes. He'll have my gift, but much, much more. He's going to be world famous.
Really?
Oh, yeah. A genius. A miracle talent. And I'll start him on the violin as soon as he's big enough to hold one. And we'll practice together every day. I'm going to send him to the best teachers in London. And no matter what Bernard says about we can't afford it. And I'll sign him up with the same agent that handles Itzhak Perlman. Oh, God.
What is it? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Listen to yourself. You sound exactly like
Mama. That's not deciding, Mrs. Know-Everything.
You're sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you started labour.
No, I've still got a month to go. And they say first babies are usually late. Clarissa, you're not going away on holiday or anything, are you?
No, I can't afford it this year. Why?
I want to ask you a favour. Bernard. Bernard, wake up. I've started.
Are you sure?
Oh, God, I'm sure. Get the car out.
They said you shouldn't come in until the pays were every 10 minutes.
What did they know? Anyway, we're paying them, aren't we?
I still don't see why we couldn't go National Health.
Because I want the very best for this baby. That's why. Oh, God!
How often are they coming now, Mrs. Rosen?
Every other minute!
Oh, no, I don't think so. You're in a very early stage yet.
No!
Have you got a watch, Mr. Rosen?
Yes, nurse.
Just time the pains, will you? Ring if you need me.
She knows so much, you'd think she was having it.
Oh, God!
How do you feel?
Oh, really, Bernard? What a question. I'm in agony. That's how I feel.
Sorry, dear. I didn't think.
You never think. That's your trouble. Mama was right all along.
About what?
About you. She always said you were a nebbish.
Oh, thanks very much. I run the family business and I'm a nebbish. I show a profit every year.
Don't
nebbish.
Shout, Bernard! I was so afraid I'd be late. The minicab didn't come for ages.
Oh, it'll be quite a few hours yet.
No!
Try the shallow breathing, Mrs. Rosen. Good heavens, what's that? A machine gun?
No, it's my violin.
My wife wants her friend to play when the baby's born. During the delivery, you mean? Of course, I told her you wouldn't allow it, Doctor.
You mind, Bernard. It's none of your business. This is very important to me, Doctor.
Music while you work, huh? A novel notion. No problem, Mrs. Rosen.
So there, Bernard. Ah! Oh!
That's the way.
He's going to be born to the sound of a Bach partita.
The parturition partita? But it might not be a hymn, you know.
It is! His name's Yasha.
Terrific. Well, just let us know when the pains get a bit closer.
They are close.
Not close enough. We'll probably find they'll stop and start at this stage. Be a patient, Mrs. Rosen. Waiting for Yasha. I'll see you at the concert.
I'm glad everybody's having such a good time. She's dropped off. Poor thing. She must be exhausted.
Well, she hasn't had a pain for 6 minutes and 45 seconds. How do you feel, dear?
Oh, I was having a rest, Bernard. Have you phoned Mama?
Well, not yet.
Oh, can't
we wait till the baby's born?
She ought to know I'm in hospital. Phone her.
Sheila, you know your mother always goes to bed early. You want her to get up and come over?
God forbid. But it's only fair she should know to get out of bed and worry. She's entitled. Go and phone.
But what if the baby starts coming?
Oh, shall I telephone your mother? No, I want you here. I've already told you, Bernard. I don't want you there when he's born. You'd only be in the way or faint or something.
But I want...
Go and phone!
I'll have a shandy, please. Hang on. Make that a large scotch.
Poor mate. It's a mucky old business, you know. Saw a program on the telly. Not nice. Not nice at all. You having another?
We need you to concentrate, Mother.
Oh, it's so exciting, Sheila. Oh, too bad Bernard can't be here.
I don't need Bernard.
Oh, this is my baby! Mine!
And so the moment comes to refuse.
to refuse to go into the angry desert.
Push!
I am pushing!
Well, push harder.
I'm pushing as hard as I can!
Oh!
Something's pulling back inside me!
Oh, God, silly! Pulling back!
I can't see anything coming, sister, can you?
Not a thing! Step down, Mrs. Rosa!
Stop the music! Stop the music! There's some kind of blockage here. We'll have to go for a Caesar. Ring through, will you, sister?
Nurse, get Mrs. Rosen ready to get her. Oh, Clarissa, you'll come too, won't you? She will know. I want her with me.
It's all right, sister. She'll have to keep her calm. Now, get her gowned up, though.
Poor little Sheila. I hope she's getting on all right.
You wait till you've had five like me. It's a piece of cake, the woman. It's a piece of cake. Have another drink.
While she's having the operation?
Certainly not. And you can't take that thing into the theatre either. No unsterilised instruments, musical or otherwise. Come along, please, nurse. Not so fast, you're tipping the stretcher.
Oh, where can I leave it? Where it'll be safe?
Over there at the staff nurse's desk. And your bag too, please. And don't forget to put on that mask.
Knock her right out, won't you? I don't want her conscious of this trouble.
Righto, Doctor.
Everything said, sister?
All ready, Doctor.
I've hidden this little violin under my gown, Sheila. The minute he comes out, I'll hold it up so it's the first thing he sees.
Thanks, Clarissa. That's perfect.
Out of the way, please, miss. Let the anaesthetist through. Just stand right over there, please.
Swab.
It, when it comes out. Put it down, please. You're in our way. Nurse.
No, don't.
Sister.
What is it, Doctor?
There's nothing in this uterus.
Nothing,
no, nurse. Impossible.
There's no baby.
All the drinks are on me. I'm going to be a farmer.
Put it down here. I know I put it down right here.
Stop this. Well, I'm sorry, but as far as I'm concerned, it's nothing but an insult to medical science.
Quite right.
I don't agree. The fact that we are privileged to be witnesses to this amazing and mysterious...
Dr. Brown... Has anyone besides ourselves been informed about this autopsy?
No, Dr. Dickens. No one. I only notified you as head consultant.
Well, that's something at any rate.
Thank you. Will you come back at 4:30, please?
Tell them they should come and collect us after, Bernard.
Just doing that, Mother-in-law. If we're not out by then, wait for us, will you, please? We'll both need taxis.
Right, Gov. 4:30 it is.
A little eyeshadow? You want to look like a frump?
Leave the girl alone, Phoebe. Nothing but nag.
I'm not nagging, Mama. I'm simply...
It's okay, Grandma. I don't mind.
Take my arm, Grandma. Now, this way.
Thank you, Bill.
Will you help Sheila, Mother-in-law?
Don't bother, Mama. I can manage on my own.
Oh, yes. We all know how you can manage. You can manage to show your whole family up in front of doctors and professors and all kinds of strangers. Who knows? It could even get into the papers. And then how could I ever hold my head up?
Dear God, is that Robert?
Where? Yes, of course it's Robert. Don't you know your own son?
Believe me, I wish I didn't. He looks worse than before he went to you-know-where. He obviously hasn't learned his lesson. That beard and the pigtail. Imagine coming on a bicycle. He couldn't take a bus like a civilized person.
In family therapy, we bring together as many members of one family as we can. Then we simply ask them to talk. By observing their verbal interaction and body language, we can perceive the disturbances that prevail and discover if one member is being used as a scapegoat to carry the weight of that family's collective frustration and disillusionment with itself, or in a word, its sickness. Now, I'll just explain the mechanics of today's session to those of you unfamiliar with family therapy technique.
Lots of important people here. See the guy with the beard over there? He's professor of paranormal psychology at UC.
Six nuns in a back row.
Come to see a real man superior.
The window across this wall gives onto the family room. Lights, please. Now, as you see, the room is now empty, but in a few moments, our family members will be coming into it. Now, the window is a one-way mirror, so we will be able to observe them, but they will not see us. Ah, here they come now. And that is, Mr. Bernard Rosen with his grandmother-in-law, Mrs. Singer, on his arm. He's followed by Mrs. Phoebe. That all the people in the family room are, of course, perfectly aware that they are...
Just what do you think you're doing, Robert?
I'm bowing to our audience, Mama.
Audience? What are you talking about? I can't see anybody.
No, but they can see us. It's a one-way mirror, and they're out there, watching.
What? Nobody said anything to me about... Don't wave to them, Mama!
Yoo-hoo!
Mama.
She's great, the old grandma. Look at her waving.
Your brother's quite attractive, isn't he?
He's just like an old-style hippie.
Poor husband, you look so depressed.
Well, you would be.
And now coming into the family room is the subject of our session today. Mrs. Sheila Rosen. Mrs. Rosen has been in a condition of phantom pregnancy for 3 years.
My God, she's huge.
No wonder she needs a wheelchair.
You okay, Sheila?
Yes, thanks. But I wish I hadn't let you talk me into this, Bernard.
All I want is these doctors should convince you.
What? That I'm crazy?
Of course not crazy. Stubborn.
You know your mother's right, Sheila. You just won't listen to reason.
Will you two just leave me alone? How many times do I have to tell you I know what I know?
Cool it, Sheila. Don't let them bug you.
And to my knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, this is the longest phantom pregnancy in psychiatric history. I will now go in and join the family. Dr. Worcester, I'll hand over to you.
Thank you. Are there any questions at this stage?
Yes, Professor.
Has Mrs. Rosen had any psychiatric therapy since the discovery of the phantom pregnancy?
Unfortunately, she's been averse to any kind of treatment at all. She has refused hypnotherapy, she withdrew from bioenergetic therapy after 1 day, turned an image therapy point blank, and attended only 2 sessions with our orthodox Freudian analyst, Dr. Kreutzer. She has refused x-rays or any internal examinations in case of damage to the so-called baby and has generally been an uncooperative patient. As far as she is concerned, she's not in need.
You were mother-in-law. Dr. Worcester told me and I told you and then you agreed to come. Don't you remember? Mama hasn't got the biggest talent in the world for listening, haven't you noticed, Bernard?
We don't need to listen to you, young man.
No, no, Mrs. Joseph, we do. We do. Now, the whole point of our session is that you all just say anything that's in your mind. Share with us your thoughts, your impressions, your memories, your feelings, anything. Now, Sheila, I wonder if you'd like to start.
No.
Oh. Right. Okay. Oh. No, that's fine. We're all here to do just as we wish.
Oh, terrific.
Maybe she's just nervous.
She doesn't look nervous to me. She just looks fed up.
Yeah, poor thing.
I wish to get one thing clear. There's never been anything like this on my side of the family.
Anything like what, Mrs. Joseph?
Psychology business. Everybody in our family was always in their right mind.
There's nobody to blame for your daughter's phantom pregnancy. It's not a hereditary thing.
Oh, yes, it is. I also...
She gets mixed up.
So now you're accusing your mother of telling lies? Aren't you ashamed?
I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean it.
To get back to what you were saying, Mrs. Singer. Go on, Grandma. This could be really important.
You want I should talk for my phantom, Doctor?
Absolutely, I do, Mrs. Singer.
See?
Tell us whatever you can remember about it.
Everything I remember. I'm not senile. And it's 60 years ago. Phoebe here I had already. But in those days, people had big families. 9, 10 children. And me, only the one. I was desperate. I prayed. Night and day, I didn't think about anything else.
And then?
He takes one look, shakes his head, and says to me, Mrs., there's nothing there. There's no baby in your belly. It's in your head.
That's right. That's just what I say to Sheila. So then what did you do, Grandma?
Do? I got up and I pulled myself together.
What else?
But Sheila won't. 1,000 times I've said it to her. Pull yourself together. Go on a diet, I say. Take up tennis. Does she pay any attention to me? A deaf ear is what I get.
Wow! Talk about the dominating mother figure.
Right. You know, this case is sort of like anorexia in reverse, don't you think?
Can you tell us how all this makes you feel towards your daughter, Mrs. Joseph?
Feel? Feel? How should I feel? I'm a mother.
I've always done my best for my children. Sheila had everything. Lovely clothes, piano lessons, braces on her teeth. She wanted for nothing. And now... she's breaking my heart.
Can you share the joke with us, Robert?
Sure.
My mother's heart has been breaking ever since I had ears to hear about it.
You, I've got nothing to say to you.
Oh, glad to hear it. That is the best news I've had in years.
Now, Robert, there's no way to talk to your mother.
Thank you, Mama.
Grandma, can't you tell Sheila? She's got to stop all this. Tell her to pull herself together like you did.
You should tell her, Bernard. You're her husband.
He's too weak. She won't listen to him.
Like you never listened to Papa?
That's true, Phoebe. You never let Abby get a word in edgewise.
Mama, how can you say that? You know perfectly well that my Abby...
Just shut up for a minute!
Bernard.
Well done, Bernard.
Good for you.
Nobody ever thinks what it's been like for me. For 3 years, my wife has been saying she's pregnant. For 3 years. And we all know that there's nothing inside her. You're right. She won't listen to me. Maybe I am weak, but what am I supposed to do? Beat her? I've tried everything I know. Pity and compassion and reason and understanding. Shouting at her. Pleading with her. Trying to joke her out of it. And nothing works. Nothing! I'm the laughing stock of all my friends because I'm married to a freak. A freak. She's a freak. She looks like an airship. And for all I know, she'll just go on getting bigger and bigger until she bursts. Well, I wish she would. I just bloody well wish she would!
Isn't this sensational? I've never heard Oedipal resonances like it.
It's fabulous. This family is just riddled with hostility.
Now, Sheila, I wonder if you'd like to tell us what your reactions are to all we've been hearing.
No, I wouldn't. I'd like to leave now.
You'll sit there, my girl, until the doctor's cured you. We didn't take all this trouble for nothing.
It would be really counterproductive if you left now, Sheila.
It's over already?
I hope not, Mrs. Singer. Sheila, we're digging out some very important attitudes and feelings which I'm positive will be helpful in your case.
I'm not a case, and I want to go home.
Oh, it's all my fault.
Don't go, Sheila. It's for the sake of medical science. We've never had anything like this. You're special.
That's the first time in my life you've ever called me special, Mama.
Oh, my God, whatever I say is wrong.
Mazel tov, Mama. Come on, Sheila. I'll help you with your chair.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. We're all disappointed, but there really is nothing we can do. Would you all calm down and...
Bye, Sheila. Take care, sis. Bye, Grandma. I'll come out and visit you.
Oh, yes? In a pig's backside.
Mama, so vulgar.
Well, it was your papa used to say that.
Good old Grandpa. Bye-bye.
You don't intend to say goodbye to your mother, Robert? Though God knows I hate for anybody to know you're my son.
Nobody does, Mama. I've never told a soul.
Oh, so you're ashamed of your family now.
Mama, you're... incredible. Bye, Bernard.
Yeah. I'm sorry I said all that, Sheila. But you know I didn't mean it.
That's okay, Bernard. I can... Do you hear the music box, little Yasha? Oh, how I wish you'd get yourself born. If only you would. Never mind. I know you will when you're ready. And then you'll be able to see this little nursery I've made for you. Clarissa helped me decorate. You're going to love the wallpaper. And wait till you see this little mobile she got you. Little silver violins. She's the only one besides me that believes in you, Yasha. I don't know what I would have done without her these last 2 years. Oh, I wish I could talk to her now.
I wish she wasn't away on her holidays. Never mind. She'll be back soon. And here's all the clothes I've knitted and sewn for you, Yasha. Everything's handmade. And wait till you see all the toys you've got. Oh, come soon, Yasha. Come soon. I painted this rocking chair blue for a boy. I'll sit by your little crib and watch you sleep. It's hard to go...
Don't cry, Mama. Listen to me. I'm here. I've been here all the time.
Oh, what was that? Oh. Oh, it's only the mobile.
No, it was me. Can't you hear? Why did I bother? And if she had heard me, then what? I would have liked to make her understand, though. Poor Mama. Maybe she could hear me in her sleep. I could give it a go. Why not? Maybe I'll get into her dreams. Can you hear me, Mama? It's your son. It's Yasha. You were right about two things, Mama. I was conceived on Yom Kippur.
Do you know what time it is, Sheila? The Day of Atonement, and you don't
have a future until they're born. When they're out in the world, they forget it all. There are compensations, sure. But, Mama, inside here, listening to you all, I was really turned off the idea of family life. In the first place, there's your mother.
Your poor father turning in his grave. So now maybe you'll give up smoking. Of course he's guilty, or they wouldn't send him to prison. He was such a disappointment to us, Sheila.
Does she have a heart? Is that what I want for a grandma? And then, there's my father.
Now, mother-in-law. Now, Sheila. Grandma, tell her she's got to stop all this. Coming, mother-in-law.
He's so weak. Poor Bernard. But he's your husband, Mama, and you don't give him any respect. Not that he's earned it, but I can't even tell if you love him.
A nebbish.
Well, I can't tell if anybody loves anybody in this family.
My son. Mine. You're going to make up for everything, Yasha. All my hopes. All my dreams. You'll make them all come true.
But I'm me, Mama. I'm separate. I have dreams of my own. No. I decided that night in the hospital that I wouldn't come out at all. And so the moment comes to refuse. To refuse to go into the angry desert.
There is nothing in this uterus.
I was in there, all right. I watched these stupid rubber gloves groping around trying to find me, and I just dodged and ducked and slipped away from him. So, he missed me. And when the doctor turned around to get his needles to sew you up again, I reached out one arm like a flash and grabbed that little violin from where Clarissa put it down. I've got it. Right here.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you.
Her bowing technique isn't so hot, though. And her vibrato's too wobbly. I could teach her a lot about phrasing. I'm not coming out for her, Mama. And I'm not coming out for you. I don't want this world.
That platform, looking so wonderful in his white tie and tails. Everybody cheering. Mama was there. I laughed in her face. See, I said, I told you so.
She didn't hear me.
Sheila? Robert's on the phone. He wants to speak to you.
I just wanted to know if you were okay.
Oh, thanks, Robert. I'm fine. I've just had a little nap in Yas's room.
Wait a minute, sis. Listen. There's something I've been talking to Bernard about, and he thinks I should tell it to you.
What is it?
Well, you know all that family therapy stuff this afternoon? It seemed absolutely stupid at the time. But cycling home, I got this sudden idea. What I thought was, did I send myself to prison?
Don't be silly, Robert. What are you talking about?
No, listen. What I thought was, are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Well, I think maybe the reason you had to invent this pregnancy...
Don't say that, Robert. Don't you say that. I didn't invent it. It's real.
So, what did Robert have to say?
Oh, nothing. Just wanted to know how I was.
Oh. Well, I thought... Oh, well. Doesn't matter. I'm going for a walk.
Right. See you later, then. Invented. Even Robert. There's nobody to help me now.
Mama, I'm here.
I might as well finish it all. What's the point of going on? There's nothing to live for now. I know where Bernard keeps his sleeping pills. Oh, what if I drink some brandy first?
What am I going to do? I've got to stop her. Wait, Mama. Wait. Listen.
Oh, God, I'm so unhappy. Oh, my God, what's that? It's coming from my stomach. Oh. They're right. They're right all the time. I'm mad. I'm insane.
Rats, it isn't working. Concentrate, Mama. Hear me. Believe in me.
Oh, there it is again. Oh, what shall I do? Turn on the tape recorder. And then when I play it back, there won't be anything on the tape, and I'll prove it to myself, and then it'll stop.
Good idea, Mama. That could do it.
Rewind. Now, start the tape. So happy. I've never been so happy.
My little Yasha. My own little son. You and I will make music forever.
Yasha, would you play for Daddy? Just to show him you're really here and I'm not crazy. Just sit down, dear, and listen.
Right, go on. I'm all ears, I promise.
Now, Yasha.
Who are you talking to?
You'll see. Please, Yasha. Daddy's here now.
Oh, my God, my God.
For my sake, Yasha. For my...
You've picked up a mic somewhere, haven't you? Where is it? Where have you put it?
Not it, Bernard. Him. It's our baby. Come, put your ear to my stomach.
No!
I couldn't believe it either, so I recorded it to make sure. Now, play along with the tape, Yasha. Daddy can't believe you're really here.
Sheila, I don't know how you break this up.
Oh, Bernard, stop. Just come over here. That's right. Now, kneel down beside me.
Look, I...
Yes, like that. Now, put your ear against my stomach. Play for Daddy, Yasha.
Oh, forgive me, Sheila. Oh. Forgive me, Yasha. More toast. After all, you're eating for two.
No, thanks, Bernard.
You know what I'm saying is true, Sheila. We don't have the right to keep a talent like this from the world.
Yes, but I'm not sure Yasha would want that. And honestly, Bernard, can you see it? Me up on the concert platform looking like this.
You could get specially designed caftans.
Oh, Bernard. Anyway, everybody would think it was some kind of trick.
Not if we got the publicity right. We could get some famous doctors to vouch for us.
Well, no, I'm positive Yasha wouldn't want it. He only wants to play for you and me.
Right, Mama. And maybe Clarissa.
Well, what about a little concert just for the family? Wouldn't that be all right? And Clarissa could come tomorrow afternoon, say.
Well, Clarissa's away on her holidays.
So we can have another concert for her when she comes back. We could invite Robert tomorrow.
Yes. Robert has to hear him.
And Grandma?
Robert? Great-grandma? Yes, okay.
And Mama? I can't wait to see her face.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
No thanks, Bernard. What's the good? How many times have I tried? I come over, we talk to her. Will she listen? She's in the grip of an obsession, Bernard, and there's nothing you or I...
Mother-in-law, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Wait and see, Robert. It's a surprise.
Oh.
Oh, good. Here's Grandma.
How are you doing, Sheila? Feeling okay?
I'm fine, Grandma.
Hello, Robert. Grandma. You still haven't come to visit.
I'll be there, Grandma. Oh. I promise. Mm-hmm. Your taxi was on time, was it?
Perfect. It's very nice of you, Bernard. All these outings. They can't believe it at the home. You know something? This... phantom baby of yours has definitely improved my quality of life.
He's not a phantom, Grandma. You'll see.
Oh, Sheila. Don't surprise me, Sheila. I thought Bernard said you were back to normal.
I never said that, Mother-in-law.
You told me this afternoon was going to make me happy. I should be happy to go and see my daughter as big as her own piano.
Hello, Phoebe.
Oh, hello, Mama. I didn't see you. Or maybe it's just you didn't recognize me. It's not so often we meet.
Now that we're all here, I think we should begin. Would you all sit down, please? Okay. We're ready for the surprise, Sheila. Will you begin?
Yes, Bernard. Yasha, you know the little family concert I was talking to you about last night?
It's happened. She's mad.
Well, everybody's here now, darling. And they're all dying to hear you.
But what are we going to do about your sister?
I don't know, Grandma. This is terrible.
I think we'll start with the Mozart we've been practicing. Here we go, then.
With him. Play, Yasha!
They're both mad.
Don't shout at him, Bernard. We'll try again. Yasha, darling, are you ready now?
What's wrong? After all we've been through, I can't stand it!
Bernard, control yourself.
I was afraid of this. He'll only play for you and me, Bernard.
That's right, Mama.
He doesn't want an audience.
I don't want to play for your mother.
Did I miss something? Play? Her fashion?
Why are you doing this,
Sheila,
to me?
Sheila, you must stop this. Calm down, everybody. Just calm down. That's okay, Yasha. We understand. No problem. Sorry to disappoint you, but there's no show after all. Never mind. Let's all go into the dining room. Have tea. You stay there, Sheila. I'll bring you some. I tell you, I've heard him myself. Yesterday afternoon, he played for us for 2 hours. Like an angel, he plays.
Come on, Bernard. You know it isn't possible. For one thing, how could he have a violin in there?
How should I know? This is a miracle.
This is a loony bin.
Miracles can happen.
Just give me a chance to prove it. Sheila's right. He won't play if he knows you're all in there. So we'll pretend you decided to leave. You just tiptoe back into the room after me. I'll tell him that you've all gone home. And then you must sit in absolute silence. Promise me, not a peep out of anybody.
We'd better humour him, Grandma.
Yes, you're right. We promise, Bernard. Now, come on, everybody. Let's all get tiptoeing.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you think I'm making a complete fool of myself...
Up on your toes, Phoebe. And follow me.
Coming, Mama.
Well... They've all gone home, Sheila. Your mother was furious, and of course everybody thinks we're crazy. But it doesn't matter, does it? Not when we've got Yasha to play for us. Daddy's sorry, Yasha. He should have known better.
Yes, you should have known better.
Do you forgive me?
Okay, Dad. You're forgiven.
Would you play something now? Just for Mama and me? To show that you're not mad at us. Please?
You've got to admit, there's something sort of sweet about him. Just for you, then.
So, isn't anybody going to say anything?
I can't believe it. It was really true.
It's absolutely incredible. Amazing.
Amazing. Incredible. It's going to make us all a fortune. My grandson, the international star.
My God. 5 minutes ago, you witnessed the eighth wonder of the world, and now you want to market it?
Keep your voice down, Robert.
Yasha thinks you've all gone home.
I'm only thinking of the child. He's a genius. People all over the world have to hear him.
Oh, yes? And how are you going to manage that, Mama? He won't let his own relations hear him, let alone a real audience.
Oh, he'll get over it. He just needs a good talking to. He'll play when he's told to play.
And what about Sheila?
Well, she'll certainly have to do something about her hair. And I think we should consult a top dress designer, Bernard.
Right, mother-in-law. I was thinking of caftans.
Good idea, yes.
Excuse me, but it's the life I'm talking about. What about Sheila's life?
Exactly. That's what matters.
Her life? What about her life?
She'll die. That's what about it.
Why should she die? She hasn't died yet.
So? How much bigger can she get? You should take her to the hospital. Get the doctors.
Grandma's right. Oh, nonsense. She was as fit as a fiddle.
Very good, Bernard.
Oh.
Yes, fit as a fiddle.
We can't talk about this together because I don't want Yasha to hear. So I'm writing it in a letter. We should really get started with our plans for a public concert. Do you agree?
Dear Bernard, no, I do not agree. You are asking me to keep secrets from my son and betray his wishes. I absolutely refuse to do this.
Dear Sheila, now you listen to me. Yasha's my son as much as he is yours. I'm thinking of his future.
Dear Bernard, you're not thinking of his future. You're thinking of your own and the money you'll make by exploiting him.
Dear Sheila, how can you say that? It isn't about the money. It's about our son's reputation as the greatest musical prodigy ever known. Not to speak of his mother, who should be recognized as a top-class pianist.
Dear Bernard, I wouldn't say top class, though it's true I have improved a lot practicing with Yasha.
Dear Sheila, improved? You're fantastic. As for the money, it would come in handy for private planes to concerts in Paris, Rome, New York, and throwing parties for artistes like Itzhak Perlman and Pavarotti and all that crowd.
Dear Bernard, I can't deceive my baby.
No, I can't. I mustn't.
Dear Sheila, please read this letter carefully. We give another little recital and invite the doctors. They write us out affidavits, and then we sign up with a really good concert agent. When it's all in place, we can discuss the entire thing with Yasha. He'll see it our way.
Dear Bernard, that's all very well, but what if he doesn't?
Dear Sheila, he will. We're his parents. He owes his life to us. By the way, your mother says she'll work it all out with the concert agent where you should tour and what you should wear and...
Dear Bernard, who does she think she is? That does it. Well, go ahead with your plan and you can just tell Mama to keep her nose out of it.
Dear Sheila, I knew you'd see reason. You tell Yasha he's giving a special little concert for Clarissa next week and I'll invite all the doctors and...
More sherry, anyone? You, Dr. Worcester?
Thank you, no. And I'd be grateful if we could get started. I'm a busy man.
As Mrs. Rosen's psychiatrist, I think I should have a little talk with her first.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Dr. Kreutzer. It's crucial that nobody speaks to her. We must all keep total silence.
Okay, we've agreed to it.
I've an idea. Follow me, gentlemen. And please, not a sound.
Obviously going to be late,
as usual. But why don't you play something just for me? I've got a headache and music always soothes me.
Oh, all right, Bernard.
Oh, here she is now. I'll just go and...
Your front door was open. I hope you don't mind me just... Goodness. Who are all these...
Gina's got a little surprise for you, Clarissa. Don't say a word, not a word. Just come over here, sit down. That's it, right, comfy. Sheila, off you go. Off you go.
What's wrong with Dad?
Microphones.
Yeah. How wonderful! How fabulous! Isn't it just the way you recorded and played together? How did you do it without my knowing it? Where's the tape recorder? It sounds so real.
It's not a recording. It's my son.
Yasha, my son is wrong. She fainted.
You see, gentlemen, he cut through the placental cord with this E-string and died immediately. The mother had a massive heart attack and died within minutes of him. And now... now we have this perfectly formed 3-year-old fetus as well as this tiny violin. As I said before, we are in the presence of a miracle.
And as I said before, there are no such things as miracles.
But when we interview the family and discover whether this violin was actually played...
We will not interview the family, Dr. Brown.
The family will be taken care of. The body of the woman and the child, as well as the violin, will be cremated immediately and all records destroyed.
But why? Why?
Because this whole thing could not possibly happen.
But it did happen.
No, Dr. Brown. It did not.
You signed the government security forms, the same as the rest of us. Kindly remember that your future as a practicing physician hangs in the balance.
And don't you forget it,
Dr. Worcester, that they were all suffering from oral hallucinations. And that shrink, Dr. Kreutzer, said he knew it all along.
Don't tell me. The men in the grey suits, they were out here, badgering and badgering. At first, they thought Mrs. Spengler was me. They had a hard time with her. So you're the ones that took my...
It's Yasha Heifetz.
He's good. He's very good. But not as good as our Yasha.
Human being in the world is a little indentation. It is said that when we struggle into birth, an angel presses his finger on our lips to seal them from retelling our past lives and our beginnings. The angel's fingerprint condemns us to live out our human frailty, and we must do it. If we were to dodge that angel's finger, we would, all of us, be gods.
In Spring Sonata, Sheila was played by Amanda Root, Phoebe by Jenny Stoller, Bernard by Henry Goodman, Mrs. Singer by Doreen Mantle, and Robert by Matthew Morgan. Yasha was Richard Pierce, and Clarissa was Marie Phillips. Dr. Lesser was Peter Whitman, Dr. Worcester, Philip Bond, Dr. Kreutzer, Dilwyn Owen, Dr. Dickens, Neville Jason, and Dr. Brown, Peter Kenny. Mrs. Spengler was Laura Marie Champion, and the nurse was Anna Garth. Other parts were played by members of the cast.